Good afternoon, everybody. This is SoCal Traffic Cast. This is Tim.
This is Doug.
And this is Edgar.
And we're coming at you live for Thursday, August 7th, 2008, 5:28 p.m.
I got 29.
Oh, well, good for you. I got a haircut. What'd you get?
Quite a show. It was like that donkey show thing.
What are you talking about, man?
We just went to a normal barber.
Yeah. Got a haircut by some women.
The women look like RuPaul.
Well, I got to tell you, on previous episodes, we've talked about her. And I've defended her, the likelihood that she might be a woman.
She's not a woman.
I've given up.
She's a man.
She was born a man.
You know, when you were asking her how to say things in Spanish, she should have said, how does it feel to have the wind blowing up your skirt on your wiener? Because really, you know, that was offensive.
Well, you know, I really think that she probably has so many things holding her wiener in that there ain't nothing blowing up on it.
That's true. Some sort of tape.
She's got pads upon pads upon pads to give her shape.
Does she? I couldn't hear her from where I was sitting, so I didn't quite get a. Does she have a deep voice?
She really doesn't.
No.
No.
So you think she just might be kind of an Amazon?
I thought that for a long time until today.
Today was more because I.
Well, today was the first day she wasn't wearing her utility belt. She generally wears a utility belt, right, Edgar?
That's right. So it's always hard to tell that fanny backpack that you wonder what she has in it.
Yeah.
So she wears like a fanny pack? You're talking
she wears like a utility belt with her scissors and combs and stuff in front.
So it would maybe, if she brushed up against you, it would hide any kind of bulge.
Right, drape any issues there.
Tim,
did I get rubbed?
Yes.
I did not get rubbed.
Oh.
I'm sorry, it's not quite that good.
Have you got an elbow with a boob?
No, it was just that she was walking by and she didn't have her drape thing on.
Yeah.
So you could tell that she's wearing padding to make her look like everything's flat, but really it's just bringing other areas out to make it all flat.
Yeah, there's something very awry there.
And then when I was giving her money today, she also usually wears something where you can't tell if it's actually
cleavage
or it's whatever. And no, her chest is just flat.
Yeah.
And then she's got stuff, and then she's shaving her chest, and she's working it hard.
Yeah.
But today she wasn't all together, so it all fell apart. You know, this might have been the day that she just didn't quite feel like doing all the ritual.
Yeah.
And it was just enough to throw it all away.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, she's not the best drag queen I've ever seen.
She works at it hard, though. You know, you got to work with what you got.
One of the things I noticed about that, it was obviously Hispanic following there. And, you know, the usual barbershop photos that are up were replaced by the gangbanger barber photos. Did you notice that?
It is kind of hard to go, I'll take the third from the left on the chart.
I want to look like Tupac.
That's right, because that one is a buzz cut with a Z cut in the side.
Yeah, it was all a little odd for me. And then the gal on the end as we're leaving is eating a mango without peeling it. She was eating the skin of the mango. I've never seen that in my life, because you typically cut a mango and then eat it that way, but she was eating it just skin and all. Did you see that?
Protein.
Yeah.
And you learned a very good lesson.
What was that?
Not to try a dry joke on people that barely speak your language.
Yeah, that's right.
they didn't know to be offended or laugh.
They didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
We walk in, we all sit down, and I get up to get my hair cut by Beauty Queen, and Edgar goes to his girl. And as he's getting up, he's like, well, Doug, you want to go? And Doug's like, not a haircut. And then the other lady asks Doug again, do you want a haircut? And Doug comes back with,
I just said, no, I'm not with them. I just actually like to sit in barbershops.
Hang out in barbershops.
And it just went
just
over.
Just very
like,
dry and very cold. And they just all kind of looked at him.
And then they turned to
Edgar, who tries to translate. He's not. And then I went for it. I said, I'm going to try it. I'll take it.
Yeah.
So I said,
And so in Spanglish.
Él es no con nosotros.
He's not with us.
Solamente preferencia. What did we come up with for hanging out? We decided, tengo
it.
La siesta en la salón.
Yeah, you said siesta, and she goes, take a nap.
Take a nap, that's right.
Plain English. Yeah. Take
a nap, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't get it.
They came up with, they're kicking it. He's kicking it.
He's kicking it.
Gotcha.
Whatever that is in Spanish.
And they still didn't laugh.
Yeah,
it wasn't good.
They laughed
at me trying to translate it.
Yeah.
Well, that I did hear a laugh going on. And then Edgar, we had this blank stare going on for a moment. And then Edgar just went into his hysterics when he sat in the chair.
Yeah.
Because I was looking at you. You were just
mesmerized.
Yeah. Right. And then you looked at me. And
the
I
she-beast
just
cutting Tim's hair.
Up.
Yeah. It was the perfect A101 Edgar laugh track.
Yeah.
Turned something that wasn't funny at all into a little kind of humorous because he's laughing.
Yeah. I couldn't stop. And then I'm glad you walked away.
Yeah, I had to go. Yeah.
He just left.
Because then what happened after I walked away? I found It's It.
You did found It's It, and I'm telling you it's not it.
I'm telling you that is it.
I mean, it's something, but it's not it.
That is it. It is. There is not a better ice cream sandwich on the planet. So, therefore, because it's the best ice cream sandwich you can get, it's it.
Klondike bars ice cream sandwich's
Klondike
ass
bars
all day long.
Klondike bars are for
hikes
chumps.
That sandwiches that sandwich up the hill on Lombard Street,
that's
kicks
not even
his ass
ice cream.
All the way down to the bottom, then barks it back up again.
That's not even real ice cream. It's some kind of ice milk. It's not even real ice cream in Klondike bars. How can you say that? And it's this thin, like magic shell on top of it with a stick. And by the way, eating ice cream in a stick is some kind of... Anybody that can do that is weird. Because
it's not on a stick.
Klondike bars?
Klondike bars.
Oh, you're talking about the ones that are just
bar.
Square bars. No, those
no,
suck.
No, what would you do for a Klondike bar?
No. Those aren't good. They're full of air. There's just nothing but ice, milk, and air. And
no, they're awesome.
No, they're terrible.
Crazy.
No, well, it's
you.
It.
Well, thank you, Doug, for buying one for me.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm feeling the sugar right now.
You think it's it?
I think it's good.
Yeah?
I wouldn't say it's it.
I think they're the best. Maria and I were driving up let me tell you, Maria and I were driving up the coast, and is in San Francisco. That's where the company is. They've been in business since, I don't know, you got a wrapper laying around anywhere? Do we still have one?
Yeah right here. But
since what? Since what?
1928.
It's been a tradition to get an It's It there in San Francisco. Well, it was all over down here, but for some reason, the distributorships kind of lingered and it just kind of fell off the thing. And you can get the sidewalk sundaes, but those I don't like as much. These are really, really good. So
it's basically some ice cream sandwiched between
two really good oatmeal cookies.
Two oatmeal cookies, dry oatmeal cookies.
No, they weren't
dry.
With
some chocolate spread on top.
Well, you sit in the freezer for a couple weeks and see how you come out. Of course you're going to be a little dry. So yeah, and folks, they are delicious. But Maria and I were driving up the coast, and I kept saying, as soon as the second we started getting near San Francisco, anywhere up north, I kept pulling into every gas station, I pulled in to see if they had It's It. And I don't know that I got any until I got all the way to Oregon. For some reason, and so it was kind of hit and miss, and I got one for everybody, and they loved them. So, and they're like, you're right, this is it. So,
that's it.
If you ever want to know
it's
a delicious ice cream treat from San Francisco, tradition since 1928. So, I gave them their little plug,
and it's called It's It.
Yep, It's It,
it's
ice cream sandwich.
Well, we appreciate the act of generosity and kindness.
Yes, thank you.
Wanting to share something.
Well, you know,
so
I'm leaving soon. I'm leaving soon, so I gotta start mending my bridges.
You are, man. You're heading to Texas.
That's right. Off to Texas. We love Texas, and I'll tell you what. That gal that's cutting hair wouldn't make a day in Texas. The gal that cut your hair. Hey,
well,
what
Texas
the heck?
Is a real different place. I mean,
it is.
Yeah.
They're on their own country, their own state.
We are. We can be. You're right. Texas is got that.
If there's any way we can get them apportioned out.
It's the only state in the union that has that agreement. That if they decide they want to take back their independence, they can. So it's kind of a cool deal. So people don't screw with Texas. We're kind of on our own deal.
Is there any way that we can convince them to do that?
We'd love to.
They could,
I would love to
stop sending us their governors and their governors' children.
Yeah. Hey, you know something? What are you talking about, governors' children? Who are you talking about now?
George Bush and George W. Bush.
Yeah.
Well, but he wasn't our governor.
W. Bush was.
No.
Senior was governor there, wasn't he?
In Texas? No.
I don't know about senior.
No, he was.
Oh, George W. was a governor.
Yeah. He was a governor. Yeah.
Yeah. His dad was in the Navy. Then was a director of the CIA?
CIA. Yeah.
And then became, of course, the vice president. But I think he did. I think he was also a congressman or senator as well. But
yeah.
I can't remember. I think he did some sort of other government stuff.
Yeah.
He was on maybe on the.
So when do you go, Doug?
We leave on the 23rd. Last day with you guys is the 22nd, and then we're headed off to the 23rd. So
gone, out of here.
We're gone.
Wow.
Leaving on a jet plane.
Yep.
Don't
and hopefully it won't
be
nearly
again.
As bad as Tim's trip from back east.
What bad, man? I saw all the places in the country I don't ever want to live.
Yeah. Tell
that's
us
pretty good. And
tell
all
us
in
about
one
the
vacation.
That's
all
right.
One trip.
All the places you
usually
don't
I go on vacation and I'm coming back going.
I
know,
wish I could live there.
I could just buy a couple of boats and just rent them out, and that's all the money I'll need. I won't need much money. But no, not this trip. I was like, there ain't enough money in the world. Make me live here.
That's not true. There are some places I'm sure you saw that, you know, this wouldn't be bad. You really didn't like Texas that much? You didn't see much of it, though.
Well, I drove all the way from one end to the other end.
Texas is a place you have to live in for a while to understand.
Okay.
You really do.
All right. You go live there.
It's a wonderful place.
And understand it.
Yeah.
No,
so,
this is the thing. I've really come to, Carrie and I both agreed at this, that the whole tree thing on the East Coast is bad, or the east side of the country, or at least that central east area, that whole area.
The whole what thing?
Well, we're you know, they're just trees everywhere. Every road is just cut through trees.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I like to know if the neighbors are pointing a gun at me, not just assume they are.
I like the trees. I think the trees are something that...
You can't see anything.
Well, that's... But no, you see the trees.
The trees.
There's
just
something
trees
beautiful about
trees.
That. It's nature.
But they're all... Every state everywhere is just trees. There's nothing new to look at. You know, in California, you drive around California, every hour is a whole different
yeah,
view
yeah.
Of everything. Everything's different
well,
every
Texas
hour.
Texas is like that.
As long as
you get through,
like that.
Unless you get through West Texas, once you get through West Texas,
yeah.
you know, because West
it
Texas is all
like
nothing but desert.
State
yeah,
and
pretty
mileage,
much.
And
yeah.
Mileage
yeah. But I'm talking here. About, I'm really talking about the stuff that's a little east of Texas, the east side of Texas and east of there.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
literally
real.
Oklahoma, Kentucky, Ohio, Tennessee, Kentucky. Did I say Kentucky?
Twice
you did.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Kentucky.
Yeah. It's all the same.
It's all the same. It's just a road cut between trees. You know, you can't.
Well, there's privacy.
There's privacy. That's
yeah.
it.
You don't really know what's
going on.
You
know what that privacy does to people?
What?
It makes them paranoid.
Oh.
Because they don't see any other people, so they build up their arsenal.
Well, I'm sure. They're in the middle of nowhere.
I disagree. I think it's a wonderful thing when we keep and we worry about our natural our surroundings and we embrace that. And the funny thing to me about that is we have California, which is filled with the environmentalists, and yet we have fewer trees than everywhere else.
Well,
why is that?
The trees that are here we planted because if we weren't here, there wouldn't be trees here.
Well, here in Southern California, maybe, but
it's
up north,
just a
that's
desert,
not true.
Really.
Yeah, it's just
up north. There's plenty of trees.
The natural
Crescent
part
City.
Of the natural is the weeds and dirt that you see on the side of the road. That's
what about,
the natural.
What about Crescent City?
What about Crescent City?
Well, that's got trees.
You like living in your house, don't you?
Yeah.
Wood got to come from somewhere. The East Coast obviously ain't giving it up. They
that's
got
true.
More trees than anybody. They should cut some of them down, thin out them forests.
Yeah.
I mean, wood's got to come from somewhere. You know,
we need a new topic. This is boring.
Yeah.
This is really boring. We got another topic we can think about?
Yeah. Well, sure.
Let's put something else on the table.
Okay, Doug, go ahead.
I'm trying to think. Okay. You know, usually Tim has a handy-dandy list.
Topic guide?
Yeah, some sort of something that we
did
can...
Did you get that picture I took on Bill Street of the guy holding up the sign, the Jesus sign?
Yes, I did. That was on his street?
That was on Bill Street in Memphis.
Your brother's, or whose?
Bill Street in Memphis.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Bill's, like Bill, like, hey, Bill...
Now, Bill Street, Bill Street, where B.B. King's is.
Oh, okay. So this is the, and you took a picture of that yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, that was you there. That was you actually.
On Bill Street.
Witness. I didn't read it. It said something about, and we're going to go there, aren't we? You're gonna try to open up the religion conversation, aren't you?
No, we'll skip it. Let's go to Roswell.
Okay, yeah, that's better. Yeah, we can talk.
Our journey skipped over to Roswell, New Mexico.
Yeah.
Now we just skipped, like, I don't know, 1,200 miles.
Yeah, we kind of missed out on the whole engine blowing up.
Yeah, well, we skipped Texas is what we skipped.
Did you? Let me ask you, when you were in Roswell, were you in the U-Haul at this time?
Yes.
Because people might have thought something odd about you.
If I was driving a car?
No, you're driving the U-Haul.
Empty U-Haul?
Yeah.
Towing a car?
Yeah.
That I bought in Buffalo? That didn't run.
That's right.
That I tried to fix in my brother-in-law's house that didn't run. They've already heard. So
you should have
the
said,
reason I've why we're not resharing is because they've heard because Carrie and I did two shows.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Ah, I got to hear those.
Well, they're there. They're
I'll
on
have
the
to do
thing.
Those.
And but Roswell, New Mexico, Carrie and I, this was after we did our show, so we didn't really talk about it. Roswell, New Mexico is a shithole.
A shithole. I'll be in the guy in the back that just says a few words.
Yeah.
I'll be one of them.
But you're in the front driving?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, you get the idea.
So, Roswell doesn't have – does it have – let me ask you this, though. Does it have any burned alien heads?
No. No, all the burned alien heads that are ever needed to be collected are being held at our office by a very disturbed person.
Yes.
I told Mario the other day, I think it was Mario the other day, I said, I have a guy at work that has a book, and he definitely believes that aliens are all over the planet. Apparently, there are small rocks in New Mexico.
Rock formation.
Yeah.
I don't know the whole story. I don't know if they, when they die, that's what they become.
I think he thinks that they're petrified Martian heads.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
and all, of all different shapes and sizes too.
That's right. They just so you know, if they have three dimple-like looking things in some configuration on any side of the rock, then it's a Martian head.
Yeah, well, you know what bothers me about that, and the thing about this is that when people do this whole Martian thing, you know, they make them as though they're human-like. They've got legs, arms, you know, heads, whatever, but. Life doesn't have to be on another planet. Doesn't have to be look like human form. It could be anything. It could be.
It could be rocks.
It could be. Yeah, exactly. It could be
it
small
could be rocks.
Rocks. But the my look, point in that is that he's looking for these rocks to have facial features, and there's no necessity to believe that because things breathe in different ways. They don't have to be like human form.
They don't even have to breathe.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't know about that, but yeah, I mean, possibly.
They're aliens.
That's true. Maybe they've got some sort of sophisticated thing that they do.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, a fish doesn't breathe, but it does digest oxygen.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Well, in which cases, he moves oxygen through his body.
Right.
So, most living things have to have oxygen of some sort that goes through their body, whether
it
be absorbed.
But they're not aliens.
No.
What?
They're not aliens.
Well, that's true. They're going upon, we're going upon our
understanding.
And most aliens are, yeah, our laws of nature.
Yeah.
So maybe their laws of nature are different than ours. That's why they wear the helmets.
And they're called aliens.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I don't know. I did see a few aliens in New Mexico, but they were all of the illegal sort.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and you know, I was disappointed because I was thinking to myself, oh man, alien capital of the world. You know, I've been by the crater in New Mexico or Arizona, wherever that is. I've been by there. That's cool, and they had some alien stuff there, and you know, I'm not in, definitely not a conspiracy theory type guy when it comes to aliens. Maybe with your gas.
Yeah.
But this, no. No. And.
What?
Huh?
Huh?
Who?
What'd you say?
And.
Maybe with your gas. What'd you mean by that?
Gas for your car.
Oh.
The
That's a conspiracy.
That there could be some issues there.
Yeah. Well, I think you're probably right.
Some corporate issues. Not well, government. Not, it's all corporate. It's
yeah.
corporations controlling
That's
the
not
government.
A conspiracy. That's called theft.
Yeah. So, but with the alien thing, the laws of physics state that the laws of physics as we know it today do not allow for interstellar travel. Is that simple? So, if there were intelligent beings out there, we would be able to see them with our telescopes within this solar system.
Yeah.
So, that's the only physically possible way of traveling.
What if they're hiding, though?
How about if they're aliens?
Well, then they just have to cross the border.
Yeah.
But,
you know, they could be putting...
They could be aliens.
They could be taking a picture of their planet and then going up to the telescope and using a small clothespin and putting it on the lens of our telescope.
There you go.
And so we think that we're seeing a empty planet, yet they're all running around on the planet. You've seen that in, like, Mission Impossible?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just put the picture up there.
That's right.
That's right. And then you just see it as fake.
That's right.
You know, or maybe they're just interfering with the FM transmitter.
Right.
And they're, like, flipping it, like, on a security camera.
Yeah.
So you don't want to attempt to change the dial.
No.
On this TV set.
Uh-uh.
We have control.
They're in control of everything.
Is that out of limits?
And they're implanting rocks.
You've got
that look like little alien heads.
You know, that I got to go back to the barbershop thing. The material I have.
But that was boring.
No, it wasn't. In the barbershop, it was very funny. It did not translate to the show. It just didn't. Because the thing that was funny about it was we shouldn't have been talking about it because we're right there. So it was like when you're laughing in church.
Laugh at church?
Yeah, you know when you laugh in church, you're not supposed to laugh.
Oh. Right.
So it makes it all that much funny. The funnier, the more you're not supposed to laugh, the funnier it becomes, right?
So are you back to the barbershop yet?
Yeah, I'm like missing that topic. Because that was just something else.
So, but you know what I
well, what was it?
What's the joke? Where's the joke? I want to go back to the barbershop.
Yeah.
You want us to
yeah.
physically turn around?
I just
there's
can't
an exit
it.
Up here. We can turn around, go back.
That girl had the biggest, that whatever it was, he's got the biggest rear end.
She had the biggest ass pad I've ever seen
yeah,
today.
It's crazy.
I mean, it was,
it's so.
Well, bam!
Yeah. It's like
oh,
this.
Oh, my God.
It's
okay.
It's really odd looking. Isn't it, Edgar? It's odd.
Well, yeah. She definitely yeah. had. She had that slap my ass and call me Sal
oh,
ass pad on.
I don't look, Doug.
You did too. I watched
Doug
it.
Is no. Edgar is a little scared. You know,
yeah,
I've had to
I
save him
to.
From She-Man
yeah.
on many occasions.
Yeah,
yeah.
It'd be
yeah.
like his
well,
turn
Edgar's
to go.
A thin guy. He's not like us. Like we're bigger guys. You know, she couldn't manhandle us, but she could yeah. put Edgar in his place.
That's right.
Oh my God.
Whew, yeah, she could. Anyways, okay, we can move on. Sorry.
Okay.
All right. Well,
you're
that,
done with, okay.
that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good thing we don't edit these shows. That'd be an editing nightmare.
Yeah.
Put yeah. that over here.
And
it's all screwed up.
Well, let's see if this show makes it.
I could see her going, hey, Edgar, you want
everything short? Makes it now.
I could see her getting Edgar in the chair.
All the shitty shows, everything.
Edgar, would you like her back shaved?
What?
I got good experience.
Yes.
I know how to do mine.
I would like to shave your back, Edgar.
Oh, a lot of thoughts going through somebody's mind.
Man.
Yeah.
I think you need a less focus.
So
okay.
That wasn't just a stare. That was a long thought.
That was a long
yeah. stare. Okay, Doug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would it be like if she shaved my back? I bet she'd be good at it. She's got
yeah.
the experience.
She's got some experience in shaving backs, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, No, you know what I really found interesting in Roswell? You know, they got newspaper reports. They got all these different things. They got historical evidence. They got all this stuff that's there, right, that they've put there. And they do a pretty good job of backing up their theory. They got quotes from presidents and political figures, newspaper articles, other crazy idea evidence, the whole idea of the crash landing at Roswell. This is kind of the funniest part of it. The thing crash landed at Roswell, and this is how it supposedly happened, right? The guy didn't have a phone because it's like 1947.
The farmer.
So he waited a couple of days, and he collected a little bit of the UFO wreckage.
That had something on it.
Right. And he rode into town, mm-hmm. and he got the sheriff, and the sheriff ended up calling like the CIA or something like that, or whoever. And they came down, cleaned everything up, and by the time the media got a hold of it and came out to interview him, everything was gone. So all these pictures they have are like the sheriff and the farmer holding up representations of the metal, which is aluminum foil on sticks.
Nice.
Like, it kind of looked like this, aluminum foil on sticks. So it looks like the cheesiest, worst thing you ever saw in your life.
So basically we have the word of the farmer and the sheriff.
Word of the farmer and the sheriff that that something...
Well, the sheriff's a part-time farmer, so...
Yeah.
Pretty much we got two farmers.
Roswell. Well, you know, revenue's down in town. We need to figure something out.
Yeah, that's right.
What if a UFO crash landed here? Man, I bet people come from all over the place.
Yeah, I could sell a few more ears of corn if that happened.
That's right.
That's right.
We got alien ears.
Is there actually
there were two crashes, not just one.
Well, according to them, there's been several crashes all over the world.
Oh, I'm just in that area. I don't know.
Oh, there were two in that area?
Yeah, there were actually in that area.
They were trying, what were they trying to
or
come get the wreckage?
Two of them that went down, something like that, yeah. It wasn't just one.
But it was really, I mean, the UFO, International UFO Museum was in a run-down old single-showing movie theater.
Oh.
And you just kind of walk down, and it had, like, high school science project boards up on tables.
They just decided.
With newspaper clippings of stuff.
Oh, okay.
And that's it. That's the International UFO Museum.
Yeah, that's good.
Wasn't that wonderful?
Oh, wow.
Yes.
But it took like 5 minutes.
It did. It took 5 minutes. It didn't cost. It was $5.
Oh.
It was cheap.
Yeah.
And then the gift shop, which I was really, you know, we just did a lot of gift shops. You can go, oh, man, there's got to be some cool stuff in here. It was, I kid you not, a fiberboard laminate counter with plexiglass drilled thing with some stuff in it and a couple of glass shelves on the wall behind it. That was it.
That was a whole gift shop?
That was a gift shop.
Did you get a shot glass?
I did get a shot glass.
Yeah, maybe they just ran out.
And Carrie got a magnet.
Because there were tons of people, I'm sure.
Well, if you believe in that crap, you got to do a lot of drinking. So you know they got shot glasses.
And there were like four other gift shops around town, and we went to three of them, and all of them were just the most, they're gross and just didn't have anything worthwhile in them. And I was going to spend some money. I wanted to get a couple tank tops.
Yeah.
You know, in addition to my shot glass.
Yeah, because, you know, man boobies in UFO shirts,
it's perfect.
Yeah,
man.
They're really
got
nice
the moves.
Together. Yeah.
So he really thinks ahead there.
I do.
Yeah.
He does.
It's all about the funny.
I can see you in your Speedo on the beach with a UFO t-shirt and your man boobies hanging out the side.
See?
Yeah.
There you go.
That's what I'm talking about. There's a catch.
That's right, right there. That Speedo I should have worn when I was 7.
Yeah, that's right. Did you see the picture of Arnold Schwarzenegger walking around in his Speedo?
No.
Oh, my Lord. Let me tell you something. Arnold is not what he used to be.
I'm sure he's not.
He's now the Flabinator. He's wearing this little Speedo on his recent vacation with his kids, and he looks terrible.
Yeah.
His belly's hanging over his Speedo. And, it's nasty.
He's getting a little older.
Yeah, he is.
And he's been given a little bit more responsibility than the role of being an actor.
Yeah, that's right.
I bet you there's an adjustment period there.
Well, he's certainly terminating the state of California, that's for sure.
Hey, man, we're just going back to the federal minimum wage. Yes. I read what the bill does. It's kind of stupid.
It doesn't. It's a preliminary thing until they get the budget organized.
Correct? Right, and then those people are going to get all their money, which doesn't make any sense whatsoever except to
get the,
force the lower people to push on the Congress. Yeah,
right. It's a move that puts other people in harm's way. These people are living paycheck to paycheck. This guy's so out of touch that he takes money away from people that are living paycheck to paycheck, while the people that aren't living paycheck to paycheck get off their ass and do what they should be doing in the beginning, which is do what they're elected to do, and that's build a budget. And California is so far out of touch with what reality is to the rest of the and the pulse of the nation. It amazes me. Oh,
uh-oh.
Shoot.
Well, we'll have you go around the other way.
Good idea, Tim.
Yeah, it worked out good.
Yeah. Oh, boy. But anyways, no one got that because nobody saw what just happened.
Well, I had Doug park his car in another area of the park over here, and the other night it was no big deal. We got back later than this, and it was all open and everything, and we just drove by, and it's locked in there. Hopefully it's not locked on both sides.
Yeah, that's going to be kind of a bummer.
Yeah, but you have a big truck.
Yeah, I can just run it through.
Hey.
Yes, sirree, Bob.
Yeah.
So anyway, or yes, sir, Edgar, as it would be.
Yes, sirree. Anyway, that's got to about do it for us, because now we got to get you into your truck.
Well, we got a little bit of time. Are you bored with the topic already?
No, I'm not.
Do we have a topic?
Well, we don't. We didn't today. We didn't. Has anybody ever passed gas on the show?
No one has admitted.
No?
That.
No.
Okay, just curious.
Is that time to roll?
Yeah, do we need to? Here, I'll push the button. You can roll down your window.
No, I won't. I'll wait.
Oh, that's good. Thank you. We appreciate that.
That ice cream, you know, a little bit of lactose intolerance is starting to kick up here.
All right. With that, we got to go. This has been SoCal Traffic Cast. This is Tim.
And this is Doug.
And this is Edgar.
And we are out of here.